afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Let us say that on today's show, we have a challenge for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over the last 50 years or so, a troubling trend has emerged, which we should be questioning because it has a direct impact on personal and collective well-being. It has to do principally with the general direction in which society is heading. It is obvious to those of us who have been around for more than a few decades that mere survival is dominating the minds of an increasing number of humanity. The human condition, in general, has become increasingly fraught with difficulty, and as such, the minds of most are possessed by the business of just staying alive. But this condition has not simply emerged out of nowhere in a short time. It has, in fact, been millennia in the making. So after 10,000 years of existence, we find ourselves at this juncture in human history where we need to be asking the question, where to next? The survival instinct is strong in us, but is it the purpose of our existence? Are we on this planet simply to survive as best we can? And that's that. Coupled with this question is another. What constitutes human progress? If we are going to get anywhere near an answer to these important questions, then we must start by dealing with a tendency most of us share, and that is the tendency to take things at face value, to accept things as being just as they appear to be. Seeing is believing, we say, but exactly how true is this? Our physical senses, tied as they are to the rational mind, are simply not as reliable as we think. Nor, for that matter, is the rational process itself. Magicians, for example, easily exploit both. And there are countless examples of sensory illusions existing in nature as well. But we depend almost exclusively on physical sense perception to determine the nature of, in many cases, entirely non-physical phenomena. And this doesn't really make sense if you think about it. It's like trying to see the air or quantify life. We are starting to get quite a few questions here and not many answers. Then again, that is not surprising if you consider that answers always produce many more questions than they solve. Still, a few actual answers at this point would be nice. Before I give you some answers, I am going to restate what I said earlier. Take nothing at face value. And that includes what I'm going to say. What you discover will depend on your tenacity and willingness to search until you find that which rings true. And even then, consider the truth, which you will find, to be only a stepping stone and not a destination. Because this defines what human progress is. Einstein said, "The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination." Let's run with this idea for a moment, because if it's true, then humans are essentially creative beings. This suggests we should not be possessed by our survival instinct, but rather with the creative instinct. Creativity is about growth. So it's growth, not survival, which is the foundation of action. The simple gathering of knowledge is not what it's all about. It's more about what we do with that knowledge. So if we're here to learn the importance of being creative, then society's institutions should reflect this. Society is a human creation. As such, we can make it whatever we want it to be. At its root, we find our understanding of reality, what we think is real, and therefore what we think is important. Society structures, its institutions, always reflect this. So if we want to change them, we must change the perceptions which created them. If we change our perception of reality, then we change everything, including the potential of society itself. So, how do we change our perception of reality? By changing our viewpoint. If you stand in a valley, your perception of the path you are traveling is entirely different than if you view it from a mountaintop. From the top of a mountain, you can see the entire path from beginning to end. You can see the obstacles, pitfalls, possible shortcuts. So that is what we must do. We must climb a mountain and get a higher and more complete perspective. How do we do that? By changing not only what we think, but how we think. We must come at things from a deeper level and with a higher, more complete vision. We must replace superficial analysis with deeper, broader, more comprehensive thinking. We need to understand that thinking is not just a rational process. There are deeper levels to mind that remain largely untapped. It is growth, not survival, that we should be interested in. The survival instinct is part of our makeup. However, we need to learn to focus on other important needs, such as the need to grow and be creative. Become the creator you are. Create a new vision for yourself and make it more universal in nature. Make it a vision that unlocks your potential and personal powers. Do this, and the world will follow.
Sitting there all by myself, listening to everybody. Everybody seeing me like everybody else. Oh, you see, I gotta be me. And there ain't nobody just like this. I got to be me. Baby, hit off this. Then I look at you sitting there. You're all by yourself. You're listening to everybody. Everybody saying be like everybody else. Oh, you see. You gotta believe. Gotta believe, a baby hit on this. got to believe. Baby, hit or miss, you got to believe in yourself. Don't listen to nobody else. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe in yourself. Don't listen to nobody but yourself. Yeah. Yourself.
Half an hour go fast, but we'll be back next week with more great sounds, some of which we hope will make you think a bit deeper about the things that really matter in life.